Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the framework agreement reached with world powers will protect Iran's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. He also vowed that Iran will honor all of its pledges in the agreement as long as the other side honors its promises as well. Thursday's framework deal between Iran and six world powers is aimed at providing relief from international sanctions in exchange for curbing Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf.
We made very clear that one of the things that has always been a part of our position on this agreement was that sanctions would be phased. Certainly, you saw us outline how that might work, that Iran will receive sanctions relief if it verifiably abides by its commitments.
Thursday's agreement with Iran followed 8 days of intensive talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, set the stage for a final deal to be completed by June 30th. Authorities in Kenya are moving the bodies of many of the students killed by Islamist militants at an eastern university to the capital for identification. Families gathered in Nairobi Friday following Thursday's attack at Garissa University College, which left 148 people dead as well as four attackers. The Al-Shabaab attackers stormed the university campus before dawn Thursday, began shooting indiscriminately. Witnesses say the gunmen later targeted Christians and freed some Muslims. Kenyan security forces battled the militants for 15 hours and rescued more than 500 students before fatally shooting the attackers. Kenyan government is offering a $220,000 reward for an Al-Shabaab member thought to be behind those attacks. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants captured a key Yemeni military base in the southern city of Makalla on Friday after consolidating their hold on the city and taking its port. Meantime, efforts were underway Friday to help the people of Aden, where the Saudi-led coalition is trying to halt the advances of the Houthi Shiite rebels. VOA's Mohammed El-Shanawi reports.
News reports from Yemen say a Saudi-led coalition airdropped weapons and medical aid Friday to fighters defending the port city of Aden against advancing Shiite Houthi rebels. Aden is seen as the last symbolic foothold of the country's president, Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, who fled Aden to Saudi Arabia last week. Overnight, agencies reported clashes and a coalition airstrike around the presidential palace in Aden. At least one Houthi tank was destroyed and another taken over by President Hadi's loyalists, the report said. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA, Washington.
French aviation investigators say the first analysis of the second black box from the German wing's flight that crashed into the French Alps reinforces the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane deliberately, killing all 150 people aboard. Investigators announced Friday that the flight data recorder from the passenger plane indicates that Andreas Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit, reset the automatic controls, and repeatedly increased the speed as the plane made its deadly descent. In a statement, prosecutors said they also found information on Lubitz's computer, which showed that he had done internet searches about suicide. Disappointing job numbers last month, the U.S. economy adding only 126,000 jobs in March. Mel Arcega reports.
U.S. hiring slowed in March, ending 12 consecutive months of job gains above 200,000. Adding to the weakness, job gains in the previous 2 months were also revised lower. But that's probably an aberration, says PNC Bank economist Gus Fauché on Skype.
We had a number of one-time drags that were factors, in particular the weather. So I do think that we will see job growth bounce back up to 200,000 or above. And that's a good solid number, and I think we'll see that throughout 2015.
Besides the weather, plunging oil prices led to declines in the mining sector, and a stronger dollar resulted in fewer manufacturing jobs. But a recent survey by the National Association for Business Economics suggests the U.S. job market is starting to tighten up. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
And Tiger Woods ended all speculation about his game when he announced Friday that he will play in next week's prestigious Masters Golf Tournament in the U.S. state of Georgia. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. But this isn't just another edition. This is the first of our four-week celebration of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And today, we celebrate the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday and more. Yes, the great singer, one of the greatest of all time in jazz or any style of music, Eleonora Fagan, also known as Billie Holiday, was born on the 7th of April in 1915 in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She only lived 44 years, but she left a musical legacy that is indelible and unforgettable. We'll celebrate Billie Holiday's 100th birthday on this first week in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. Our Smithsonian Institution, our nation's capital of Washington, D.C., deemed some years ago that April would be a celebration of jazz around the world, and this wonderful institution, which celebrates America's history and its arts, certainly set the standard, and we follow their lead in giving you a celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month all this month here on Jazz America, as I have since the beginning of the program back in 1999. Now, the theme on this edition of the show is not just a celebration of Billie Holiday, but also a celebration of the women of jazz. Let's be honest. Jazz was dominated and has been dominated by men for the most part over the years. But the contribution of some of the talented women is undeniable as well. And we'll focus on the ladies of jazz as I give you the first week of Jazz Appreciation Month with the theme, Billie Holiday at 100 and Ladies First. And let's begin with one of the first ladies of jazz piano, Marion McPartland. She used to play back in the 1950s on 52nd Street, the famous jazz street in New York City, with her Hickory House Trio. And in the 1990s, she got together with those original members, Joe Morello on drums and Bill Crow on bass, to remember those Hickory House days. From the album that was the reprise of those Hickory House days, here's I Hear Music, Marion McPartland, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
The lady on the violin leading the band, Jenny Scheinman, from her album Mischief and Mayhem, with a song entitled Blues for the Double V. A little rock-edged jazz, if you will. And Double V stands for The Village Vanguard, the famous jazz club in the West Village in New York City, where Jenny Scheinman has played a number of times leading her band. It's the ladies in the spotlight, ladies first, in this first week of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, our celebration around the world. And the anchor of our celebration is a celebration of the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday, born on the 7th of April in 1915. She was just a teenager when she was discovered singing in New York jazz clubs by none other than Benny Goodman. He discovered her for the first time in 1931, by all accounts. And he, along with the likes of Duke Ellington, Teddy Wilson, Lester Young, Count Basie, and Artie Shaw, and others, brought Billie Holiday to prominence in a major way. And once she had her shot, she took the reins of her own career and led her own bands over the years, as well as being the singer in other people's bands. You're going to hear one of the most famous songs ever from Billie Holiday, one of her very first big hit songs, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, recorded in 1935 and released in 1936 when she was only just around 20 or 21 years old, already a major star. And some of the major stars of jazz in that day performed with her on the song you're about to hear: Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Teddy on the piano, Benny Goodman on the clarinet, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet. But first, let's hear from one of the major stars of jazz today, Dee Dee Bridgewater, who has done a major celebration of Billie Holiday herself on Broadway in the play titled Lady Day and in various recordings as well. Dee Dee Bridgewater joins us now to talk about Billie Holiday here on VOA's Jazz America.
I don't know that I wouldn't have been different from Billie had I been born in that era.
Yeah, she would fight. She would, you know, she was, from what I heard. I mean, she just, you know, if she didn't like the way something was going on.
Yeah, but she was a street urchin. You know, she was taken away from her mommy at 10. She was a street urchin.
Wow.
You know, she didn't have any fear of you know, somebody came to this to a rehearsal and said that they had heard a story about some sailor, something coming up to her on 52nd Street and saying something after her show, and she just knocked this guy out.
That's the story I heard.
So yes, here is a woman that we see from photographs, and we see her elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had, and I think she was born with this sense of class, but who was just a street and like a tomboy.
Well, when you're making music, though, don't you kind of shut out the world and just your soul takes over? And maybe that's what happened with her, too. She knew the world was rough and rude, but she brought great beauty to the world and presented it through her voice, through her soul, through her face, through her body. I've seen you do that exact same thing, too, no matter what's going on out there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Everything goes away when I'm singing. Everything, I'm sure, went away for Billie when she was singing. I think it was the music that kept her alive as long as it as she was. I don't know. I'm really starting to rethink. I have just been told recently about a documentary that was presented on the BBC where the people that did the research on that particular documentary found some evidence that she may have been killed and did not overdose, that it was a murder.
Wow.
Okay. So wow. I'm hoping I can find that, because if that is true, that gives us a whole other layer to put on that.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday in one of her earliest hits ever. From one great lady to another, it is Ladies First on this edition of Jazz America. Here's the lady from Detroit. On piano, Jerry Allen leading the trio of Ron Carter and Tony Williams from the album 21 with Feed the Fire on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. If there's a greater pianist or composer in jazz today than Jerry Allen, I want to know who they are. Many just as good, none better. And Feed the Fire, the name of that song from her album 21. Talk about a stellar cast. The late, great Tony Williams on the drums and Ron Carter on the bass. More of our focus on the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday and our salute to the ladies in jazz coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very nice lady who decided to get in touch with me, who was enjoying Jazz America. Her name is Emily Koske, and she wrote this simple message. Hi, I'm loving the music. Thanks, Emily from Nairobi, Kenya. Well, thank you, Emily, and hopefully you'll enjoy the music of the ladies of jazz that we're focusing on this edition of Jazz America, and our salute to Billie Holiday's 100th birthday as well. Here's one of those accomplished ladies of jazz who wins the award year after year as Best Arranger of the Year. She's a great composer and conductor of her Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra, and from her album Evanescence, here's a song. I love the title, and I love the music. Dance, you monster, to my soft song. lady from Sao Paulo, Brazil, who came to the United States, to New York City in 1981, could not speak a bit of English, but somehow made her way into the music world, became a member of the band Steps Ahead, then a wonderful solo artist in her own right, Ileana Elias, from her album Everything I Love, as she displayed every facet of music that touches her, including straight-ahead jazz, as she gave us the Charles Mingus classic Nostalgia in Times Square. Just another of the great ladies of jazz. It's ladies first in this first week of the month of April, our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month here on VOA's Jazz America. From Ileana Elias, we turn once again to Lady Day. Billie Holiday, Eleonora Fagan, who was born on the 7th of April in 1915, so she celebrates this month what would have been her 100th birthday. As you may know, she got the name Lady Day from her longtime friend and associate, Lester Young, and she gave him the nickname Prez, as in the president. Let's enjoy another of Billie Holiday's classic songs after we hear from a young lady who has spent a lot of her time studying Billie Holiday and recording the music that she made famous, as she recorded a full-blown Billie Holiday salute not long ago. She's Nina Freelon, and she joins us again to give us some thoughts about Billie here on VOA's Jazz America.
When you deal with someone like Billie Holiday, and I didn't realize this at the time, that there's such a resistance in many ways to seeing her in a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to cast her in shades of gray and dark and brown and blue.
Yeah.
And when we say her name, we think, you know, pull out the tissue and, you know, she's just heart-wrenching. But she loved to laugh. She was a very spiritual person. She was baptized as a Catholic.
Mm.
She had many other aspects to her life that were not sort of put out there in the world. And she was highly, highly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to her voice, listen to the choices that she makes, where she lays out, where she lays behind the beat, that little sly twist she puts in her voice, the use of innuendo, the use of subtlety, the use of metaphor. And you know she was highly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
She's a brilliant woman. And I wanted to explore some of those aspects of her. I just think she's just beyond the voice. I'm interested in, you know, what kind of woman was she? She wanted children. She wanted a family. Those things she didn't get a chance to experience during her lifetime. She was very clear that she did not want a life as a menial person. She did not want to be she said, I ain't going to be no damn body's maid. She didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And she also refused to be invisible, which she could have easily, being born in 1915, been just an invisible person who lived their life, lived and died, and no one was the wiser. But she was like, you're going to see me. You're going to know me. And during her time, radio was young. Television hadn't been invented. Air travel was an impossibility when she was young. She ended up doing all. She was on TV. She was in movies.
Mm-hmm.
She flew around the world. She went to Europe. These things were impossible notions for many African Americans at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she did the amazing, impossible thing on the wings of her art.
And in a musical world dominated by men, she stood up and put out her own music in 1936 under her own name, instead of being the background singer for somebody's band. Here's the 1936 release, Summertime, Billie Holiday on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Singing, then you spread your wings. skies. But till that morning, never nothing can harm you. With daddy and mammy standing by.
Recorded in 1936 when she was 21 years old, already a major force in the world of music at that point, and the leader of her own band, Billie Holiday, and the Billie Holiday Orchestra, with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and Artie Shaw on clarinet, and the George and Ira Gershwin classic Summertime. Here's another of the great ladies of jazz active today, and one of the most forceful pianists I've ever seen. From the album Alive, Hiromi Uehara. From Japan. We'll be right back. Women of jazz are making their statement as they have in the past and do today. Hiromi Uehara, the title cut from Alive. More of our salute to Billie Holiday and the ladies of jazz coming up.